Grace is a charming sound, harmonious to the ear, and with the echo shall resound, and all the earth shall hear.
Welcome, friends, to another broadcast of Morsels for Zion's Poor.
The Apostle Paul wrote to the Ephesians, saying, "For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast." The English word grace, which Paul describes here, is translated from the Greek word charis, which literally means a gift or an unmerited favor. So in essence, Paul says that salvation is an unmerited favor or gift, which is applied through the means of a present, or a gift, which is faith. For indeed, he says that faith is the gift of God. It is certainly not in any wise the work of man, so that a man cannot make any boast in having received it, but must give all glory to God, the giver of every perfect gift. According to the natural reasoning of men, they are convinced that they have within themselves the power or ability to either choose the way of God or to reject it. Yet the Scripture is quite plain that such is not the case. In his letter to the Romans, Paul refers to Psalm 14 and Isaiah 59, writing, "As it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one. There is none that understandeth, there is none that seeketh after God." Man in his natural state will not choose the way of God, nor will he seek after him. Men are born sinners and will pursue the wages of unrighteousness unless they are stopped on this pathway of destruction and given eyes to see and ears to hear the truth of God. There is no greater illustration of this than the experience of the Apostle Paul as he rode his horse down the road to Damascus, intent on wreaking havoc upon those who were the followers of Christ. Paul was a very zealous and morally upright man, who was steeped in the religion of his fathers, and yet according to his own testimony was even so the chief of sinners. It is often true that men mistake religious zeal and moral integrity for true godliness, even as they suppose that they have the ability to choose Christ by an act of what they would call their free will. Yet as we have seen in the testimony of the Scripture, there is none that seeketh after God. Paul's experience manifests the fact that though men will not seek God, yet God is pleased to seek and to save those that are his. The only difference between the man who perishes in his sin and the man who believes the gospel is the free gift of salvation, which is bestowed by the sovereign grace of God, even as Paul reminded the Corinthians, "For who maketh thee to differ from another? And what hast thou that thou didst not receive? Now if thou didst receive it, why dost thou glory as if thou hadst not received it?" There is no place for the redeemed of the Lord to boast or glory except in the work of the one who has purchased their eternal redemption by the shedding of his own precious blood as a sin offering in their behalf. But God forbid that I should glory save in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom the world is crucified unto me, and I unto the world.
If you would like a free transcript of this broadcast, email us at forthepoor@windstream.net. That's forthepoor@windstream.net.
Lays in heaven, thou.